Notes on the History of the Melodica. The melodica was invented in 1673 by Yitzhak Shlomo Yosef ben Abram Hudaiko, a Spanish instrument maker suspected by local authorities of Jewish ancestry. A frustrated woodwind and brass player, he longed for an instrument he could simply blow into and make some kind of note. The instrument achieved its first classical use with Mozart's Melodica Trio for Woodwinds and Orchestra, whose most famous motif goes like this. Only 11 months of age at the time, the young genius abandoned the composition upon discovering the existence of other chords and other instruments. The melodica then almost disappeared from the European scene. In America, the melodica has enjoyed only limited popularity. The only known early blues man to favor the melodica was New Orleans Creole street musician Def Lemon Chiffon, who died unrecorded in 1908. Nevertheless, his sound and technique are described with classic scholarly precision in an article by jazz critic Desmond Boswell in Jazz Blues Ethnomusicology Notes, October 1993 issue. The melodica floated briefly with popularity in the 20s. Few know.
Mr. Goldfarb, did you say floated?
I did not say floated, I said flirted.
The consensus here is maybe you said floated.
I'll do it again anyway, just for you. Pick up on Gershwin the second time because of Matt's comment. The melodica flirted briefly with popularity in the 20s. Few know that George Gershwin wrote the famous portamento that begins Rhapsody in Blue with a melodica in mind. Paul Whiteman's gifted but temperamental virtuoso Spats Spielman was the only melodica player ever to have achieved the feat of playing a portamento. When Spielman quit Whiteman's band in a dispute over who should get top billing, Whiteman vengefully transferred the glory spot to the clarinet. Whereas the clarinet then enjoyed a resurgence of popularity, the fortunes of the melodica took a tumble from which they did not recover until the 60s. That's when avant-garde jazzman Melodicus Thonk temporarily revived interest in the seldom-used instrument with his elliptical breathing technique, which allowed him to play tedious extended clusters seemingly forever, while around him his entire band cycled through the entire set of all 36 minor scales. Thonk's long honks of sound repeatedly emptied the Apollo Theater and ultimately helped drive that venerable institution to bankruptcy. The most recent melodica resurgence came with a klezmer revival. Apparently, some pianists, desperately seeking that authentic ethnic sound, but too lazy to go to the trouble of learning the accordion, will resort to almost anything. People have asked, what is the difference between the Minnesota Klezmer Band and other Klezmer ensembles like the Klezmatics and the Klezmer Conservatory Band? The answer, they lack a melodica player of the caliber of ours. Other than that, we're exactly the same.